Hey, church girl. Welcome to Church Girl Gang, a podcast where we get to talk about life, living for Jesus, and everything in between, and how that affects us in the here and now. My name is Kinsey, and I'll be your host, and I can't wait to dive into this conversation with you. Hey, church girl. My name is Kinsey, and I will be your host for today's podcast. Welcome to the Church Girl Gang podcast. This is a podcast for girls of all ages who love Jesus and want to spend their lives following after him. If this is your first time joining us for the pod, let me just say, welcome. You are in the right place. I am so glad that you're listening to today's episode. I really think that you're going to enjoy it. You're going to get a lot out of it. So stay tuned for the entire thing, okay? And before we dive into the rest of today's episode, I just want to encourage each of you, don't forget to share this episode with your friends. We want to always be hashtag growing the gang because we really believe that we are better together, and this is a great community to be a part of. So share it with your friends. Sharing today's episode could not be easier. Whatever platform you're listening on right now, there is a share button, I promise you. So share today's episode on your Facebook, your Twitter, even your Insta story. It could not be easier. Take a minute and do that right now. You know, I've never been able to do the splits. I've seen other girls do the splits super easily, but me, never, okay? I tried to practice too, but I've just never been that good at gymnastics or anything like that. In fact, when I was a kid, like 4 or 5, my mom started taking me to dance lessons, and I was super cute, my little tutu, y'all. I loved the lessons, but there were a few classes where they tried to teach us some basic tumbling, including a somersault. Now, most people can do a somersault. It's pretty easy. Not that anyone would really want to, but like even adults can do somersaults. You don't have to be 5 years old to do a somersault. Even my mom can do a somersault. I know because she's tried to teach me how. Even recently, she's tried to teach me how to do a somersault. Because, yes, it's true. I am that terrible at them. I cannot do one. In fact, every time I try to do one, I end up falling on my neck. It's pretty terrible. When I was a kid, my mom was so embarrassed about this. I was the only little girl at the dance class who couldn't figure it out, y'all. I remember my mom moved our table out of our little dining room that we had, and she had me stay in there and practice my somersaults. It didn't help one bit. There's something about the, like, tucking your head under your knees that just freaks me out every time. When I got out of college, I decided I would try yoga. I actually went to a couple of Christian yoga classes a few times. It was Christian because they played Chris Tomlin while you stretched. and it was pretty fun, but I felt like it was one long series of falling over. There were even some 70-year-old women that were there. I kid you not, 70-year-old women who I felt like were doing a better job than me at certain moments. But then the real kicker came in my flexibility journey, you guys. See, about a year ago, I started lifting weights. Now, not that I'm jacked or anything. I am very far from it. I am having a great time, though. But somewhere along the way, I noticed that I was less flexible than I'd ever been before. In fact, at this point, my muscles seem to be tighter than they've ever been before. Now, I know what you're thinking. Kinsey, did you ever stretch? Of course, I did not. I did not stretch. I never even thought to stretch. And that's something that I need to start doing now. The fact is, physically, if you don't stretch, your muscles get tighter and tighter. You become more rigid. But if you practice stretching your muscles, the more flexible you'll become. And you know, the more rigid you become, or your muscles become, the easier it is to hurt yourself. But as you stretch and you become more flexible, the harder it will be for you to hurt or damage your muscles. And you know, the same is true, I think, in our daily lives. Sometimes we have moments where things are a little more difficult. These are moments I like to call stretch moments, okay? Take, for example, this little stretch moment that's been going on in my life recently. Now, this isn't anything too crazy, but just bear with me. Right now, my family is in the process of moving. We've got a house built and we'll be moving in just a few weeks, and we are all so excited, you guys, to move into the new house. But right now, we're living in a little rental house, and our landlady is wanting to find some new tenants to move in as soon as we get out of her house. So we're having to show our house while we're still living in it. And that's all fine and good, but it means we have to keep the house sparkling at all times, like super clean. Like it's supposed to look like we don't even live there. And with a little pug living in our house, that means that a lot of vacuuming is having to happen. I'm mostly by me, vacuuming everything, especially the couch, over and over and over and over again. Now, I'm not a particularly messy person. In fact, most days I clean before going to bed or leaving the house for work. But this is a whole nother level of cleaning that we're having to do. And it is a big stretch for me to keep everything sparkling all the time. Now, that's just a small example of stretching. It's not anything too hard or too difficult, but you can probably think of a moment where you've had to stretch in your own life, right? Maybe it had to do with work, school, or family. Maybe you had to make a stretch in your relationships, something like that. Here's what I know though. When we have stretch moments in front of us, we have a choice to either practice stretching or shy away from it. But I can tell you this, better to practice stretching now than to feel the pain later. At my house, we say, "Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not get bent out of shape or broken." When we lean into stretch moments, we are building our flexibility for the future so that we don't snap when life gets hard. And let me say this too, life will get hard sometimes. Just because God is on your side, which He is, doesn't mean that things won't get difficult. It just means that God will be with you when they do. And I think that's the biggest key to flexibility in your everyday life. That is remembering that God is with you. Do you remember the story of the 12 spies in the book of Numbers? If not, let me give you a recap. Moses sent out 12 men, one for every tribe, to go check out the land of Canaan, which was the land that God had said He would give the people of Israel. So, all 12 of the spies went, checked out the land, and came back carrying the world's largest grapevine with the world's largest grapes on it. Super, super cool. But then 10 of them started telling everyone that the land was too dangerous. Giants lived there. Giants lived in the land. This sounds totally nutso crazy, right? But for some biblical context on real life giants and where they came from, I want to encourage you, check out Genesis 6:4. And if you really want me to unpack this idea of giants on a future episode, DM me and let me know. I would love to do that. Anyway, there were two spies who said, "Hey guys, calm down a bit, okay? Remember, God told us He already gave us this land, so we don't need to worry about the giants. Whatever God has planned, we can trust Him. Let's just do what He said." Now, that is flexibility, you guys. Life threw these guys a giant curveball. See what I did there? And they remembered to trust God. If God said it, it's as good as done. So there was no need for the other 10 guys to question it. But instead, they did question whether they should go to Canaan. They were so loud about it, in fact, that the entire nation of Israel heard. And they all became afraid too. They all started complaining. All of them, that is, except for Caleb and Joshua, who were the two spies that believed God. And of course, Moses. And do you know what happened? God told every Israelite who complained that they could have exactly what they wanted. That's kind of how God is. He gives us what we want. Sometimes, especially in this moment. The Israelites were told that they would never step foot into the promised land. They wouldn't get to go to Canaan. And so began the whole wandering in the desert for the next 40 years. Those are some big consequences for some inflexibility, for some mistrust of God. And let me tell you this too. I think one reason that they weren't able to practice flexibility here was because they had a hard time stretching. They had a hard time in those smaller moments when they could have leaned in and practiced a little stretch so they didn't feel the big pain later. They didn't do it. So they felt the pain. They felt the pain. See, here's the deal. God doesn't just want you to, like, be there, be around, and make it to the other side, survive the difficult moments. In the difficult moments, he wants you to lean in, trust him, stretch, and be flexible. He's serious about it. And remember, the reason that we can be flexible is because we can trust God. He's super trustworthy. Check this out. Psalm 9, 7 through 10 says, God holds the high center. He sees and sets the world's mess right. He decides what is right for us earthlings, gives people their just deserts. God is a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry you knocked. You know, even though Moses, Caleb, and Joshua were all faithful to God when the rest of the nation complained, they also had to wander the desert for 40 years. In fact, Moses didn't even get to enter the promised land. But this was their crew after all, so they had to stick it out. But through all of that, these were some of Moses' final words right before he died. Listen, heavens, I have something to tell you. Attention, earth, I've got a mouthful of words. My teaching, let it fall like a gentle rain. My words arrive like morning dew. Like a sprinkling rain on new grass, like spring showers on the garden. For it's God's name I'm preaching. Respond to the greatness of our God. The rock, his works are perfect. And the way he works is fair and just. A God you can depend upon. No exceptions, a straight arrow God. Moses knew a thing or two about flexibility, even though he was flexible enough to go from a journey of just a few days to 40 years. And yet he still remembered that God was with him. So Moses was able to stay flexible. Remember, life isn't always easy peasy lemon squeezy, but God is still there, still with you in the thick of all of it. So, where in your life can you lean in and begin stretching? Or are there some truly difficult moments going on right now for you? What are you doing right now that requires a lot of flexibility? I just want to encourage you today, don't forget that God is with you in every single moment, even this one. Before we part ways today, I really would love to hear from you. Are you flexible or not? Let me know, because I need to practice my stretching, y'all. Share it up in the comments below this video or DM at Church Girl Gang on Instagram. When you respond, I'll take some comments and share them on our next episode. So do it. I want to hear from you and feature you right here. We'll be right back here next week for another podcast. But before we end, I just want to read you Deuteronomy 32:4 one more time, which says, "The rock, his works are perfect, and the way he works is fair and just." You can trust him. Until next time, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon, church girl. Hey, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Church Girl Gang. If you enjoyed listening to this and want to help us grow the gang, be sure to leave a 5-star review on your listening platform. If you're on YouTube right now, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the notification bell so you don't miss an episode. You can connect with the Church Girl Gang and say hello on Facebook or Instagram. And also feel free to connect with me personally on all social media platforms, including YouTube, by searching at Kinsey Carice or heading to kinseycarice.com for more content just like this. Bye.